Our scripture reading today, Esther 4:14, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Our second reading, 2 Timothy 1:7, "For the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline."
We thank God. Lord, we thank you that you would bless this word today, that it would be a blessing, God, a guidance to someone who's hearing. We ask that you would bless those who are listening by the podcast, God, that you would bless and meet them at their very point of need, and that this word would feed them today and allow them, God, to be blessed and walk in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I am wanting to talk today from the topic emerge, and I want to read the definition of it before I share a quick story. But emerge, and where I'm coming from this week, is it move out of or away from something and come into view, become apparent, important, or prominent, become known. But what I'm wanting you to do is emerge from your comfort zone. We all can get into that comfort area where it just feels comfortable and we really don't want to change. Even though it's hard, but maybe God is calling us to do something different. Maybe he's calling us and guiding us into something else. But it's so easy to stay in that comfort zone. It's so easy to sit in the same seat. And maybe he wants you to sit somewhere else so you can minister to that person sitting next to you this time. But it's so easy for us to sit in that same seat. And that's just a basic example. But it's so easy for us to stay in our comfort zone. What's working for us? Well, I was thinking this morning, I said, God, what is a good story that I can share about someone who I know who had to emerge? And as I was thinking about it, Sandy Buck came to mind, and I know most of you know her because she's a member here, but she's homebound now, but she goes to Emmanuel Pathways, I think it's what it's called. She goes there, and she shared this story with me that really blessed me. She said, well, you know, we were there and we didn't have a pastor and we needed someone. And so she encouraged someone else to do it. You step up and you do that and be the pastor for us. And that person did it. But then she moved away and there was an opening for a pastor, and everyone kept encouraging her, Sandy, why don't you do it? Why don't you step up and take on that role? But it was hard. She was very comfortable. You know, she was really comfortable being the cheerleader for the other person. But she did step up. She emerged out of that comfort zone that she was in. She stepped up and began to start to present Bible studies to them, present story, you know, preaching is what I would call it. But she began to encourage the other members. And that's what I want to talk about today. Truly just, I want to encourage you today. I use the term emerge because I heard a minister preaching it and I thought, oh, that's a neat word. I like that. So I'll use that word. But truly, I just want to encourage you today to step out of your comfort zone. God may have something he wants you to do. And just like Sandy, it's never too late. And she was thinking, oh no, I can't do it now. But God has a plan for our lives all the way through our lives, from birth till the very end. He's got a plan and it changes. And we have to be able to emerge and rise up to the occasion, to what he's calling us to do now. So my first scripture today is Isaiah 60:1-3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises up on you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises up on you, and his glory appears over you. He's telling us to rise up. There's something more for us to do. Rise and shine. His glory is with us. He's going to give us the strength to go out and do it. He's going to give you what you need to do what he's calling you to do, to rise up from that comfort zone that we are in. He's telling you to rise up. So now, if you know me at all, another quick story, but I have to share it because it really blessed me. If you know me at all, you know I like Michael Jackson music a lot. So his song, Man in the Mirror, is on my phone. If you hear it ring, it's going to be Man in the Mirror. But I was watching this show. It's The Wiz, so it's an adaptation of The Wizard of Oz. And he was in the movie. And so, oh, Michael Jackson's going to be on. Let me sit here and watch. I want to hear him sing this song. You Can't Win is the name of the song that he sings in the movie. And so I sat to watch it. And he was singing his song. I was enjoying it. It's like, it's Michael singing, hey. But one line stuck out to me this time that I don't think I paid attention to before. He said, you can't win if your story stays the same. If we just continue to stay the same in the same place that we're in, we're no longer growing in God. You can't win if your story stays the same. So a quick story to go along with that. Yeah, as I said, this last week I was in the Leadership Council Plus classes. And I didn't really know. I know a couple people, but not really knew anyone. And my first tendency is always to sit quiet because I didn't know anyone. So I didn't, you know. But I thought, well, in this class, and I'm in this class to learn, I've got to step out of what's comfortable for me, which is to sit quietly and start to mingle and meet people. That's the purpose of the class. I'm missing it if I don't do this part. But it was very difficult because my comfort zone was to sit and look at my phone during breaks. It was easier to do that. And oh, yeah, I'm busy. But really, I'm just not trying to mingle because I'm nervous about it. Amen. But that would be my comfort zone. But I didn't. I actually did get, I made myself. It was hard because that's not my first intention. That's not my first action would not be to mingle. But I got to meet so many cool and neat people that I wouldn't have met had I not took a chance and stepped out of that comfort zone of hiding in my phone. And how many of us do that? No, we do. We do sometimes. We hide in our phones so that we don't have to mingle. So we don't have to have that uncomfortable, hi, my name is Verge. How do you, it's called Vergery. It's, you know, I have to, every time I have to tell everyone how to pronounce it. But it was cool. And the Lord just brought it back to my memory this morning. I had to step out of that comfort zone. And so that's what I'm encouraging you today to do, is to just step out. It is hard. It's hard to step out because we get so comfortable. I want you to take a chance, you know, and step out of that, what's very comfortable for you, and try something different. You can't win if your story stays the same. If it's the same, are you growing? If it's the exact same each week, you're doing the exact same thing, you're not growing. And he wants us to grow. He wants us to grow in him. He wants us to be all that he created us to be. So that leads me to my next story from the Bible. I have many personal ones, but my next story from the Bible is Esther. I was thinking of someone who had to emerge, but she had to really take a chance when she had to do it. God's calling her to save her people, to save the Jewish people. But she was just an orphan, truly. Her cousin Mordecai took her in and he raised her and taught her everything she needed to know. And when the time came and the king was asking for young women to take to, in our day, would be almost like, what's that show, The Bachelor? It'd almost be like that in our day, where all of these young women had to go before the king to see who he was going to pick to be the next queen. He'd gotten rid of, he banished, now the queen didn't die, he banished her, and he was getting ready to get a new one, a younger one. Esther was one of the women chosen. And so, they prepared her, and that's the part. Sometimes when you're getting ready to go into or to come out of, to emerge from your comfort zone, to emerge into something new, there has to be a time of preparation. And that's what happened to Esther. And that's the scripture I want to read. And it's Esther 2:12. And it says, before a young woman's turn came to go in to King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfume cosmetics. So she couldn't just go into the king. She actually had to do a whole year of preparation before she could go in. She had to do 6 months of myrrh, which is an oil, and then she had to do 6 months of perfuming so she would smell pleasant for the king. They had to, and you know, you can imagine, just think of what a beauty regimen is like. This is what they were doing for her. But as we begin to emerge, maybe there is something that we need to do to prepare to go out. Maybe it's that you need to do a time of Bible study of a certain topic so that when you're out, you can reach a person from that topic, if that makes sense to you. maybe you need to talk about or you need to study on forgiveness so that when you're the person God has for you to reach out to comfort, you can share, well, you know, I know this about forgiveness. Is that something that you're, you know, is that something that you're dealing with? Or maybe they come to you and say, boy, I'm having a hard time forgiving. You'll be prepared to answer, you know, to help them and guide them through it. And that's just one topic. It could be anything, but that's just one. But maybe you have to prepare is the point I'm getting to, that we may have to prepare as you go and emerge from your comfort zone. Be ready to do what it is God has for us to do. Amen. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's hard. And so in Esther 4:14, Esther was afraid. They had asked her, now represent us, go in and talk to the king for us and tell him that Haman wants to kill Jews. He wants to kill all of us, but we need someone to represent us. She was very afraid because if she went into the king without him asking for her to come in, he'd kill her. But she had to take a chance. It was hard, out of that comfort zone, but she had to trust that she could do it, that God was calling her to do it, that she knew his voice, that she had to step out and try it. And that's what this scripture talks about. Esther 4:14, it says, because Mordecai told her, you don't have to, but take a chance. Step out of that comfort zone. He said, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And that's just my favorite. I always think of that. Who knows if this wasn't for you? This is your time. It's your time to make a change. It's never too late. It's your time to emerge from your comfort zone. There are people who need to hear your story, who need to know what you've been through. You need to mentor young women. There are young women who need to hear from you to know what it's like. Young mothers, young women who are in the workforce. You can take that time, emerge from your comfort zone. It's so easy to sit at work and sit in your little area and not tell anyone about God, not tell them that he loves them or anything else. And it may not even be, you'd be amazed how much just sharing our own life experience shares God. My mom used to tell us, she said, your life speaks for itself. You don't have to beat them over the head with the Bible. Your life speaks for itself. If you're living a godly life, they're going to notice. Believe me, they're going to notice. Your life lives for it and it speaks for itself. So maybe take a chance. Step out of that comfort zone and speak into the lives. Who's to say that you weren't chosen for such a time as this, that this is the time God is calling you to step out of your comfort zone and bless someone else. Amen? Amen. So Esther did that. She emerged. She did that. In Esther 5:1-2, on the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's house. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the scepter, the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. She stepped out. As afraid as she was, she did it. Mordecai convinced her, you were called for such a time as this to emerge from just being one of the girls in the group, stepping out, even though she was at risk of him killing her because she came before him without him asking for her to come. But because God's hand was on her life, he was pleased. If you remember me talking about favor, I think it was last week I talked about favor. She had the favor of God. When the king saw her, he was like, oh yes, this is it. This is it for me. She had God's favor because she had a job to do. And if you know the story of Esther, you know, Haman had put the gallows up that he wanted to kill them, Mordecai. And because Esther took a chance, Haman actually ended up dying in the gallows himself. When you plan wicked things, sometimes you fall into your own traps. That's just an aside from what I wanted to talk about today. But scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So even when you're afraid, how many times have even afraid, afraid to do something. You're not sure what it's going to, afraid of the unknown, truly is what it is. Afraid of the unknown. What's going to happen if I step up? What's going to happen if I tell someone God loves me? Are they going to yell at me and tell me to get away from them? You know, because the devil puts that in our minds, but what's going to happen? But the spirit God gave us gives us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, not a spirit of fear. And so that's a scripture, I tell you what, that I've had to live on. I can see myself driving to do speeches, and I'm like, God, you didn't give me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. My mom would tell me when I walk out, okay, he didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You can do this. And so sometimes you have to use the spirit, the word to strengthen you, you know, and to encourage you. But that scripture, I want you to keep in mind, because it may be a little frightening to step out and try something different than what you've done before. But he didn't give us the spirit of fear. Doesn't mean you won't be a little nervous, a little shaky. Say you won't be a little shaky, but he said he's given you the power and love and a sound mind to walk through it. Sometimes we have to do things and watch God work it out for us and bring it out for us. So this next story, I'm going to read scripture real quick, and this one reminded me of my family, and so I just kind of added it in. But this is the story of Elisha and Elijah, someone else who had to emerge from their comfort zone of being covered by someone else is Elisha. So 2 Kings 2:9-14. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire, horses of fire, appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. Elisha had to step into or emerge from the shadow of Elijah. He was his assistant at the time, but he had to step into what God had called him to do. And so it reminds me of our family, because we all were really under my mom. But man, when she passed away, we each had to step in and take our portion of that mantle and step in, emerge out of that comfort zone. She made it so easy for us. She really did. She would just be like, Oh, I'll do it. Let's pray. I got it. She made it really easy. She taught us, but we didn't have to really step up and, you know, cause she was so good at it. But we had to each one of us, there's six of us, each of us are in ministry in some way or another. My brother likes to say, it took all six of us to do the work that she did on her own. And so, but we each had to emerge and step out of that shadow, take the mantle that God, our part of it that he gave to us, and step into God had for us. And so today, as I'm closing, I want to encourage you again to step out of that comfort zone. It's a little hard, but think about what is God, what have you been thinking? Oh, I sure would like to do that, but, oh, I don't think I'm qualified. Oh, I don't think I'm at a place in my life where I can. Oh, I don't think, maybe it's too late. I think it's too late for me to try it now. Whatever it is, know that God's putting that in your spirit to do, to try. I think of, again, Sandy Buck. I know she told me, I didn't think I could do that, but she took a chance and emerged, stepped out of that comfort zone and took a chance that God was calling her to do it. And now she has all these people, all of the people there at the pathway, Emmanuel Pathway. So whatever it is that you think God is calling you to do, I want to encourage you today to take a chance. Step out of there, emerge from that comfort zone that you're in, and try it. You know, my mom said, "Well, it's just a fail. You're gonna keep on going. You're not gonna go to jail if it doesn't work." You know, is what she would tell us. She said, "Your life's not gonna end if it doesn't work. Take a chance. Step out and do what it is God is calling you to do. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're so wonderful. I thank you, God, today that you are dealing in the minds of each person. You're bringing something to mind, God, that they need to step into, that you're calling them to do. It's never too late. It's always right on time when God is calling us. So, God, we thank you. Touch their hearts, their minds, God. And then we do again, God, pray for all of those who are in need of a healing, that your healing virtue will flow from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God, that you will meet them at their very points of need. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.